Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mr. Jason Benetti joins us. We invited you to come into studio when the White Sox came to San Diego this season, and I was just looking at the Padres' schedule. The White Sox were due to come to San Diego in a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen this year, so we'll take the second best thing, which is having you on the show today. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm okay. When Matt reached out, actually, it was the first thing I thought. I looked at the schedule, and I was like, man, I was supposed to be having lunch with Bill Walton and going into the studio with my guys Chris and Tony, and it's not going to happen. It's sad.
Well, it will happen one of these days, so we're not going to let you forget about it, regardless of what's happening. What do you think of all the good news coming down or surrounding Major League Baseball the last couple of days and the potential that we could get started in late June, early July, and maybe some different-looking divisions, maybe some differences to the baseball season, but are you optimistic with what you've heard?
With science. That's where I start all my days, is figuring out where science is and where the positive steps are. And the Gilead drug is a really good sign. And there's positivity through science and knowing that so many people are working on this. So that's where it all starts for me. Like, science will determine what we do and how we do it. But I am really optimistic about the amount of people saying that there's going to be baseball. Until we see it, we won't have it, but so many people are working on so many plans, and I am, maybe this will be something that rankles purists, but I'm fine with doing whatever you need this year to be creative and get a season. If you had to play it on the moon and it were safe to play on the moon, I'd say fine. I mean, Major League Baseball has this great history of rule changes because of things that are happening in the game, things that are happening in life, whatever it might be, that it's okay to have a year that's a blip on the radar and say, look, our game was adaptable to one of the worst things we've seen happen in our lifetimes. I think that's a badge of honor.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. I've been saying the same thing, Jason. Us, my baseball brethren have a tough time with change from time to time. Everybody's just going to have to get on board, because if we want to see baseball at all this season, it's going to be different than we've seen it at any point in time. I didn't get a chance to see the White Sox at all over spring training. Just give me your thoughts on what you thought of the squad, because there were some people picking them as kind of a dark horse in the American League.
Yeah, you know that some clubhouses, you walk in them and you look and you're like, wow, there's a lot of talent in here. And then you stay there for like half an hour and you kind of talk to people and you're like, wow, they don't all really like each other very much, or they're not as optimistic as we think we should be. I had the very opposite feeling in spring training with the Sox. I got in there and I was talking to some guys and comparing it to last year with some guys, and they were really, really, really legitimately optimistic about where they were going to be. I know people had questions about the back end of the starting rotation, but I just didn't see any fall off. I just saw progress from where Moncada was and Tim Anderson and Eloy Jimenez. And the way Sox players light up about Luis Robert, the young center fielder who will make his debut whenever this all starts, I really, and you know you can get duped by this, right? You know there are clubhouses you've walked in and you've been like, oh, this team is going to be ridiculously good. And they're like 40 and 122. And you're like, what happened? I don't have that feeling from this White Sox team, just based on where they were mentally. And then you look at their September last year. I mean, they were basically a 500 team in September last year. And you go from there and you're like, you know what? This is building the right direction.
Jason Benetti, voice of the Chicago White Sox. And it's interesting we talk White Sox because I think the White Sox in a lot of people's mind are the American League version of what a lot of people feel the Padres are in the National League. So hopefully it'll all work out. And not only will you be able to come have lunch with us in San Diego one day, Jason, but maybe we'll get to come and have lunch with you in Chicago someday. Maybe the two teams will collide in a fall classic somewhere down the road. Let me ask you about, you mentioned Bill Walton, having a little lunch with Bill Walton when you came to San Diego, and if you get the chance, I'm sure you would, because you've worked with Bill on some of those ESPN basketball broadcasts. First of all, let me just say, fantastic job. Really enjoy the job you do. Secondly, how do you do it?
Here's the fun part about Bill Walton, right? Like, I feel that some days we finish a game and I'm like, man, I'm the Bill Walton whisperer. And, we have a great time together, and we honestly are good friends, and we kind of hit it off right away. But there's this moment every time I talk to him, every time, where I'll pick up the phone, and it happened just the other night. He did something for us for a telethon that's airing tonight in Chicago. We did an interview, which lasted all of 42 minutes. They wanted 10. That's an aside. But he asked me by email. He said, hey, when are you going to be up till tonight? I've got some stuff, but I can call you late. And I said, about midnight. He calls me at 11:41, and then we talk for 2 minutes, and the conversation just veered a direction I didn't expect. Every time I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, like, Bill and I are really in good terms, and he's a good friend and all of that, I still pick up the phone and I'm like, I have no idea where this is going. I have no clue. It's like I'm typing on my computer, I'm typing away, and then like a giant bucket of water gets spilled on it and it all short circuits. And it's the most fun thing you can imagine. Like, I love not knowing where he's going to go. But then there are moments where I was like, oh, I did sign up for this. I absolutely did.
Yeah, sure. No, there's no doubt. I think I caught one of the broadcasts that you and Bill did together, and you just did a terrific job, because it is not easy to corral Bill Walton in any broadcast. But you did a fine job. You guys have really good chemistry. Let me ask you this, Jason. Out of all the things that we're missing right now, when it comes to baseball and calling a game, what do you miss most about it right now?
It actually has to do with Bill, and I joke about his personality. He's one of the most genuinely kind people, and I know people in San Diego know this. He's one of the kindest hearts you will ever run into. Absolutely. And just a beautiful soul. But the reason I bring him up in the answer to that question is I miss not knowing where a game is going to take you. Mm. And he's like that for his friends and family and everybody who gets to experience him. But baseball is kind of an extension of that, because you sit there and you and your partner are talking about this thing, and then something weird happens and you go home and all you can do is think about, hey, what if they changed that rule? Or what if this happened? Or what if this hypothetical? Like, you go home with baseball and it takes you on journeys, and I miss that every day.
Mm. Jason Benetti, great stuff as always. Always good catching up with you, my friend. And thanks so much for being with us out here in San Diego. The invitation still stands, so
yeah,
we will definitely
happen.
See you when you get out here to San Diego. The White Sox will make it out here, or like I said, maybe the Padres and White Sox will hook up somewhere down the road and we'll get a chance to see you. Or maybe you get an ESPN assignment out here in Southern California. And if that happens, we hope you can come into studio someday. We'd love to have you with us. It's been a lot of fun to get to know you, and fun to listen to you do your broadcast. Thanks for your time, sir.
Hey, thanks. I had the Aztecs on the road in late February. If it was a home game at Viejas, I would have been there in a heartbeat. But I look forward to finally meeting you guys in person soon.
Absolutely. We will do that.
Thank you,
thanks
Jason.
So much, Jason. Appreciate it. There he is,
thanks.
Jason Benetti, the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox and also ESPN Television.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.